The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Good morning, and welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker and owner, in with my husband, Patrick Devaney, fellow realtor.
Good morning.
And again, we liked you so much last week, Pat. We asked you back. Thank you for joining us, Pat Kelly.
Hi.
Hi, with Kelly Inspections, Inc. What's your contact information?
My cell phone is usually the best. It's 570-499-3555. And my email address is kellyinspectionsinc.com.
Okay, great. We're here every Saturday and Sunday to answer all real estate questions and discuss various real estate topics. We're in business for over 40 years. We have 12-plus realtors full-time. And anytime during the week you want to email us, feel free.
You can email us in questions at jruddy.com, or if you'd like to suggest a topic, you could send us an email at topics@jruddy.com. You can contact us by telephone at 570-344-6724, or you can call us toll-free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
Or you can visit us at Dunmore Corners. We're located at 111 West Drinker Street. Okay, Pat, last week we talked about a lot of different stuff. And at the end of the show, we were talking about various inspections that you perform as a home inspector. But briefly tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and how long you've been doing this, so on and so forth.
Well, I've been a home inspector since 2001. I've actually mentally and physically been preparing for it for maybe 10 years before that. It's my second career. I wanted to do this properly, and I went to the proper schools and got the proper certifications, and I want to do it to actually help people understand what they're buying. I have a window company, and I've worked in the remodeling side of homes for a while, but the big construction side of me is window replacement.
Very good. And how much typically does a home inspection run for a consumer?
It's a wide range. I've seen a package with radon, termite, and the home inspection itself, which is what most people get. I've seen a range from someone will say, you name the price, or $265 up to $650 for the same exact services.
What's that based on, the size of the home?
Usually it's 2,000 square foot or less for that price, and it goes up accordingly for more square footage. But certain people just want to charge more. Maybe their overhead is more. I don't know. I try to stay somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I always say that it's money well worth spending, especially when you're looking at a first-time home buyer getting involved in a major decision of their life, and they want to know what they're buying. So right. For informational purposes, and to make sure that what they're buying is what they think they're buying.
That's right. The biggest investment of your life. Education, you got to, knowledge is power. I want to know. I don't want to, what was that movie? The Money Pit, where the guy buys the house and then he just keeps tossing money into it? I don't want a money pit.
That was funny. But at the end of the inspection, the buyer should be educated enough and understand their home completely. And I always say you'll sleep good that night because you have less worries. You can look at problems differently and understand exactly what you have, where you want to be, how much it's going to cost.
Okay. You know, every car I bought, I think I should have had inspected. I remember how many times have I bought a used car and I got it home and I says, oh, geez, this doesn't work.
I always thought there should be car inspectors like home inspectors because of the value of them.
That's a neat idea.
It is. Yeah,
that's a phenomenal idea. I never thought of that.
Because who do you trust? There's no middleman. It's either the dealer or a family member who's not a pro.
Right. Right. Well, I haven't purchased a used car in a long time, but actually when I bought a couple of used cars in my late teens, early 20s, I would ask the dealer to provide me with the previous owner's contact information, and I always would call them. And I really don't think that they were very truthful with me.
No, they don't want to be, because they don't want you to know what they paid them and what you're paying for the car. But there are. I know... because I've dealt with some antique cars. There are services, if you're buying a car long distance, that people will actually go out and inspect the car for you.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea what they cost.
Can relate this all to homes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking, as you were talking about the home inspection, again, if you would please cover what's material. I like how you do your inspection reports, because you categorize certain things. What needs to be done now? What should be done? What's a material defect? What's a material deficiency? And what's a maintenance item? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's important to separate them. The most important thing would be failures. A leaking roof, a broken furnace, a foundation that's falling. They're the most important things, and that's what first-time home buyers who aren't emotionally tied to a house are worried about. I always tell my customers also, don't get emotionally tied until after the home inspection.
Good
don't worry
point.
About colors on the walls,
mm-hmm.
because you want a sound structure to live in before you make it look the way you want it to be.
What are the different home inspections available?
Well, the home inspection itself, which is the basic, it also is the most, you know, and it's funny. It's the complete inspection of the structure, heating, electric, roof. Every part of this house is inspected under the heading of home inspection. And along with that, people get a wood-destroying insect report, because it's usually required by a lender, and a radon test, which helps you control your own health and your family's health. And for resale, I always tell someone, if you don't know what the radon is, you don't choose to have a radon test. And you find out when you're moving 7 years from now, you've hurt yourself for 7 years, and you're liable for it when you sell the house.
Well, radon is a colorless, odorless gas, so it can't be found or detected or known unless you have a test.
Yes. You can go to Lowe's or Home Depot also and buy a charcoal canister test, which give you an average, an idea that it would be high.
Are they accurate?
25% less than the new systems.
Okay.
And you have the new system?
Yeah. It's an electronic test, yeah.
And your machines are calibrated?
Calibrated twice yearly. Okay, I get one machine calibrated every 6 months, and the rest of them every year. And they every 10 tests I do, I calibrate them against each other. Mm. And I have to do that. I'm being watched by the DEP.
Well, how many inspections would you say you've done over the years?
You know, I was thinking the other day, and I think it's somewhere around 5,000.
Wow. I wish I sold 5,000 homes.
So do I. Okay, moving right along. So, we were talking last week about the different inspections, termite, the wood, which is the wood-destroying insect, termites, carpenter ants, powder post beetles, and bees.
Carpenter bees.
Carpenter bees.
The big bees that look at you and threaten you.
Oh.
The big ones that stand in front of you, fly in front of your face. They're carpenter bees.
There's the one, yes, they're challenging.
I've seen them when
they look like a hummingbird almost.
Yeah, and they make big round holes, right?
Okay. Yeah.
They bore right into like soffits and stuff they love.
Yeah. Unpainted wood they like.
They love it.
Well, I was thinking about this. When you have a house that has termites and you have, say, a detached building, whether it be a pool house, garage, art studio, whatever, and in the city of Scranton you see this, or another home that's in the rear.
Yeah.
Is it suggested that you treat all the structures on the same property?
That's a good question. Because once termites are treated, the home is treated for termites. They don't die. They just go looking for a new wood source. To protect yourself totally, you should treat every building on your property and alert your neighbors, because they're going to your neighbors once they're treated.
And I've heard that. So actually, the way that they do that, their method of travel is through the dirt?
Yeah, they're subterranean insects. They love damp, cold atmosphere. And they live in, when they come above ground, they're in dirt tunnels to create the dark, damp atmosphere that they have underground. They're like albinos.
When I see you doing a termite inspection, I see you down in the basement usually looking, you know, at the floor joists and tapping with maybe like a screwdriver type of instrument. And so what are you looking for?
Number one, we're looking for any evidence of termites, carpenter ants, okay, anything that would come from outside and damage wood. So when you see me tapping, it's because I probably have an idea that there are termites in this area. I'm looking for dirt tunnels. That's one thing they can't hide. They are prehistoric. They're very old, and they've been doing this a long time. but they don't know what we're looking for, termites. So I look for termite tunnels, and once I do find evidence of it, I want to see if it damaged the structure. Because if it damaged the structure, you want to strengthen the structure where the damage is. It doesn't mean the house is no good when I find termites. It just means let's fix it and find the extent of the damage. Usually, and I'm not kidding, 9 out of 10 times you just treat the house and there's not enough damage to hurt the structure.
Okay, good news. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to go over a listing. Actually, Pat, you were just at this property.
Yes.
Brand new listing.
Right, Century 21 Jack Reddy. We just listed this property. Actually, it's listed by my lovely and gracious wife, Jackie Reddy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That gets me some points, I hope. The address is 1013 Wheeler Avenue. It's in Scranton. The list price is $189.9. I was just in this house this morning. It's beautiful. It's so deceiving. It's 3 bedrooms, 1 bath. I walked into the house. Pulling up to the house, I could tell it's well maintained. But I walked into the house, and it was nice wood floors that looked like they had just been refinished. I walked in. Is it Drive-It? Is that the walls? With the walls of Drive-It? The place is beautiful. It was just looked like it was totally remodeled. Have to do nothing. I walked into the kitchen. The kitchen is brand new, tile floors, lots of outlets, new windows, new electric. It's a great home. I went into the bathroom. The bathroom is brand new. It's got the bedroom. It's got brand new carpeting. But the best part, well, not the best part, but I walked out into the backyard. It's got a carport on the side. I walked out into the yard. And it's got decking all the way out to a covered area, which is like a bar area. It's covered, and with lights in the ceiling. They got a built-in bar, and it was. I haven't been to nightclubs that aren't this nice.
Right.
And a beautiful built-in pool in the back. What a surprise this house was. And that's 1013 Wheeler Avenue. It's $189.9. And, oh, out in the backyard, it's got 2 restrooms for the guests. So when you have your guests over, they can use the restrooms in the back. They don't even have to go into the house. So this house is beautiful. It's
a private oasis back there.
Oh, that's a word, a private oasis.
And this is one of those houses that you cannot judge a book by its cover. Phenomenal. Okay, it's time for a short break. We will be back in a bit with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No 3-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Reddy from Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. Hi, we are back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Again, I'm Jackie Reddy, broker, owner, and with Patrick Devaney, my husband and fellow realtor.
Hello again.
And our special guest, Pat Kelly with Kelly Inspections, Inc.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
We've been talking about various inspection topics, but we were just talking about wood infestation and radon and the general property inspection. What other inspections do home buyers have these days?
Well, if you have a home in the country, you're going to want a septic inspection, which is as important as any home inspection, because the cost of repairs can be as much as putting a new foundation in your house. A water test for a well in the country. Okay, there are 2 common extra tests that happen in the home inspection industry.
How do you inspect a well and a septic?
Well, the well, we're checking the water pressure in the pressure tank, how the pressure tank is performing. If you're in the country, you know what a pressure tank is. If some people never lived in the country, they don't know what it is. But we check the operation of that and give them the life expectancy of that tank. We also check the septic by uncovering the tank, the septic tank itself, checking for any backup history, any leaking tank itself, and the absorption field. The absorption field takes all the liquids from the sewage and lets it go back into the earth. Okay, that has to be nice and clean, large enough. The septic system has to be sized to the house by the according to the amount of bedrooms that are in it. And this is all good knowledge for a buyer because it's underground. You would never know without a thorough septic inspection.
And shouldn't the septic and the well be in different places?
At least 50 feet apart. Some lenders require 100 feet, okay? And they want to be very accurate about that. If there's no lender involved and they are closer than, let's say, 50, they just recommend more frequent water tests. You know, watch for the bacteria in the water.
Okay.
Well, at Century 21 Jack Ruddy, my broker, Jackie Ruddy, recommends that we go to the inspections. And Jackie had one of these inspections about that septic tank. Remember that house? There was a house where there was a question about the septic system. And it was good because it was a question because there really was no septic system.
Oh, yeah.
It really was nothing. It was a small, like, 55-gallon drum.
A big rock was over a hole.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, so that had to be corrected.
Yeah, you even find metal tanks that are rusted and you could fall into it. I recently found a septic system in Scranton.
In
that
Scranton?
No one knew about it. They weren't tied into the line, sewer line on the road. Septic in the backyard.
Yeah, what about that we were talking about before about that safety? Remember we were talking about the steps? Could you?
Yeah. Well, there are some things on a home that owners aren't aware of just because they were never trained for this. It would be safety items that home inspectors look for. They are handrails on more than three steps, child-proof steps and rails, meaning any opening between the spindles or the step riser cannot be more than 4 inches. Okay. Some home inspectors have a rubber ball that's designed. If the rubber ball goes through, it's unsafe, not child-proof. Now, we'll tell you about this safety item, but your insurance man might not know about it. I'm just telling my clients so that accidents don't happen, okay? That's the kind of thing you get on a home inspection. So the safety things that are usually missed are handrails, and another big thing is electrical items such as ground fault circuit interrupters. Any outlet within 6 foot of a sink, a bathroom, kitchen, washroom, whatever, should be protected with a ground fault circuit interrupter. Some homeowners know about this, and they'll just screw in a ground fault circuit interrupter outlet, but the wiring isn't proper. So you think you have one. I test it with the proper instrument that I have, and it's not going to work. It's not going to help you. So you'll be more bold around this outlet when you're near water, and here it is that it's more dangerous because it's not going to help you if you need it. They're the two of the main things that pop up in a home inspection. Very frequently.
Okay, the one thing that I wanted to talk about was the steps.
Yes.
We were talking about this before the show, and we have a small child. Mm-hmm. And could you explain to me the difference between the risers? That's where my foot goes on the step, right?
Yes. Yep.
So if between step, yes, there's nothing in the back there.
Yes.
What's the danger of that?
Well, usually on a deck or basement steps, people save money or put off finishing the steps, and they never complete it. But it's a very, very much a safety hazard for children because the gap above this between the steps is more than 4 inches, usually 8 inches. A child even larger than a toddler can be laying on the steps playing how many steps before the king or queen. And they could slide through there, and they're not strong enough to pick their bodies up, and their head will get lodged, and they sometimes don't make it.
I'm going to go home and fix the steps to the basement today.
Yeah.
I mean, if that can prevent one tragedy, mm-hmm. I was never aware of that. Absolutely not. Thank you, Pat.
You're welcome.
Any other repairs that you would suggest to a seller that's looking to sell a home? that other than those banisters, handrails, GFCIs, what else do you come across usually in a home inspection that you see that is it's an easy enough fix, but yet time and time again you come across and you say, mm-hmm. wow, I can't believe
it's not being done.
Right.
The real focus of a home inspection is water control. Water is the damager of homes. Rain gutters, grading of earth around a house, these are things that won't stop the sale of the house, but it makes a healthier home. Running water away from the foundation by creating a slope on the to the earth to run water away, not towards the foundation, which creates a wet basement, which can lead to mold and mildew, which can lead to damaged materials on the floor in the basement. So rain gutter extensions also, that kind of thing is big, along with what I've told you.
Now you mentioned mold.
Yep.
What's up with mold? We're in the northeast region of the state, whereas we're a wet region.
Yes,
except
we
for this summer.
It's unless you plan a party, then it rains on that day.
Yes, yes, unfortunately.
Well, the tighter homes get, the more it can happen because you're collecting water and it can't escape. Water is what the food, along with paper or wood as food for mold or mildew to live. We look for it in wet areas, especially basement, finished basement walls, drywall that isn't designed to not have mold. I'll find black areas. And as I'm doing the home inspection, I'm watching the respiratory systems of the people at the home inspection. That is the best guide to tell me if there's something dangerous or bad here. If they start sneezing or coughing, I ask one of the people there, do they have a cold? You know, do they sneeze regularly? That's a good hint if we're in a damp basement. And I'll always talk about the areas I can't see behind the walls, okay? This all comes from water, 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 okay? And we talked about controlling that, the grading of earth, rain gutters, and if you can't control water on the outside, it could be saturation water coming from the water table up through the foundation, and then we can talk about a system under the basement floor and a sump pump pumped to the outside of the house. And while I'm on that point, most people, not most, but a high number of them, put the septic or the sump pump system into the sewer, which is illegal and wrong. It's got to go to the outside ground. Because what if the system, sewer system backs up during a heavy, long rain? What good is your sump pump? You're going to be swimming.
Oh, that's
okay.
Right.
That's one of the big things, too. And plumbers actually do that. Maybe they're amateurs. I know that a certified plumber wouldn't do that, but you know, the homeowner may do it, but it's something you should look for if you're going to sell your house. Run that sump pump line to the outside of the house.
Okay, what's the difference between black, white molds and then mildew?
Well, a bad mold can be any color.
Okay.
There are a few bad molds that will make you sick and make it uncomfortable to live in the house. One way to look at it is if you see circles of mildew mold that are trying to attach to each other and grow that way, lines of circles, that's kind of mold. You know, that's an idea that there's mold there. And at that point, we recommend air quality testing, you know, to identify it and correct it. And the correction is get rid of the water source and clean up the damaged area.
With?
New materials is the best. Or a Clorox water solution. 10% Clorox, 90% water, and spray the area, scrub it, and you can keep the materials, but only if you stop the water source.
Okay. How about lead? In the city of Scranton, we have a lot of older homes built prior to 1978. As you know, we're governed by the federal law. We have to disclose that the construction age was prior to 1978. We may not have records or reports. We may not have knowledge that there's lead-based paint in the property. But for younger families that have young children, and young children put things in their mouth, chipping paint, you know, would be one of them. That's a concern for a lot of people buying a home. So what do you suggest regarding lead?
Lead is another topic that some people are afraid of, and the recommendations for lead are to encapsulate it if we know it's there. 1978 is the year when lead paint was stopped. It was actually the last day of 1977. So all renovators, here's a good tip for everyone. all renovation to be done since April this year has to be done in a lead safety way. You have to be lead renovator certified if you're going to knock any walls down, do any renovations inside of a home, change doors and windows. Everyone has to leave the house. Plastic has to be used. Certain type vacuums. Everything has to be taken away in a sanitary way. It's completely changed the whole construction industry. And everyone's being trained right now for that. So lead is coming up again now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's raising its head again. But the big thing to do is if you're in an older home and you're not doing any renovating, encapsulate first. Scrape any peeled paint near the ground because children like to eat it. It's sweet to taste, lead. If you encapsulate it with paint, it's underneath. It's okay, and that's really the main thing. Windows that are painted a paint color before 1978 is a bad thing because the friction from the windows running up against each other creates a lead dust that blows in because the window's open. If you replace your windows and doors, you're way ahead of the game.
Okay. Good information, Pat. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. We're going to go over two listings that we have at Lake Sheridan. Both are Sarah Weiss's listings. One is a year-round home, and one is like just a summer home or a three-season home. The first being the seasonal home, which is for sale for $99,000. It has four rooms, two bedrooms, one and a half baths. It has three parcels, and it does have lake rights and membership at Lake Sheridan. It's furnished, it's move-in condition, it's a mobile home, and there is a cabin on the property as well. There's a screened porch, and the really nice thing about this house is it has amazing views.
Yes, it's up on the hill when you're driving there, and you go and you look at the views across the lake. It's absolutely
peaceful.
Yes, that's the kind of views I would like out of my window. Can we take my house and put it up there? I don't know. Okay, we're going to talk about this other one? Okay, here's another listing. Is Sarah Weiss's. This listing is, is it RR2, Box 2248 up in Nicholson, which is Lake Sheridan. Okay, it's listed for $139,900. It's three bedrooms, one bath.
It has a remodeled kitchen, an oversized modern bath, and all appliances stay. This is a perfect year-round cottage at Lake Sheridan. Beautiful home, an amazing deck. Our tip today is a good tip. It's the Century 21 system has a campaign for autism. Autism is the fastest growing disability in the world. I didn't know that. But Century 21 through Easter Seals has an act for autism, and everybody can help, and you don't have to donate money. All you have to do is upload a picture of your child to the website 21centurychild.com. Now, when you do that, Century 21 will donate $1 for each photo that's uploaded. And I'd like to say that since 1979, the Century 21 system has raised more than $100 million in support of the Easter Seals. And if you upload your picture, you do have a choice. There is a box before you click on send that gives you the choice of whether you want your child's photo displayed on the internet. So, and they will, and if you don't, that's fine, and they will still donate that dollar for each uploaded photo. So again, that's 21centurychild.com, and you can help out with autism, the fastest growing disability in the world, and there are children out there with that disability that will benefit from this campaign. So that concludes today's Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, again with Jackie Ruddy and Patrick Devaney, my husband of Century 21, Jack Ruddy's. And along with Pat Kelly with Kelly Inspections, Inc. If you have any real estate questions during the week, please feel free to email us at
questions@jruddy.com. Or if you'd like to suggest a topic, you could send it to topics@jruddy.com. You can call us at 570-344-6724 or toll free at 888-399-JACK. That's 888-399-5225.
You can visit our website at jruddy.com, and you can search the MLS or you can search our listings online any time of the day or night. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.